Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Fight on. God bless you today. God bless you. We thank God for you for coming to join us on tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. We pray that you came anticipating something, looking for something. Amen. We pray that you came looking for a word from the Lord. We're so grateful tonight for each and every one of you. We thank God for you, for our listeners far and near. We just thank God for you on tonight. And tonight, people of God, we will be rebroadcasting again on tonight. We just thank God for the wealth of words that we have that he has enabled us to be able to capture, as we always say. But tonight, again, we shall be rebroadcasting. We want you to get your pen and your paper. Go ahead and get ready. Go ahead and text a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we are live. Let them know that we are waiting for them. So we're going to go ahead and resume our program on tonight. God bless you. Again, we thank God for you, for each and every one of you, for coming out to be with us. We thank God for our international listeners. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. As you know, we're broadcasting in 48 countries now. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen, Jesus. Over 20 million listeners, amen, tuning in. And we're so humble, people of God. We're so grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Truly, we can say it's the Lord's doing. Amen. We're just here. Amen. Humble servants before the Lord. Amen. And I'm telling you, he's just doing it, people of God, moving it by his spirit. So we thank God for you, amen, whether you are listening, amen, here in the States, in the Caribbean islands, amen, in the West, the East, the North, the South. We thank God for you for coming to be with us on tonight, amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. We pray that you came on tonight ready to receive from the Lord. Amen. We have been rebroadcasting here for the past couple of days, and I tell you, it's just refreshing. Amen. The bread of heaven never gets old. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks, and we give God praise again for each and every one of you. Again, if you would, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on over. Come on in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Again, if you just let them know, we were not able to get our radio side connected today due to the time change. Amen. But nevertheless, we're going to put it out online. Glory to God. As soon as the broadcast is over, amen, we'll put it out online so that anyone that was not able to get in can get in. Amen. We just give God thanks for each and every one of you. We want to let you know that it is a recorded line, people of God, and you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. Amen. We'll give you two numbers at the end whereby you can call. and get your copy. All you got to do is just text us and let us know you would like to receive a copy, and we'll send you a link that, amen, you can click and listen to it as often as you like. Amen. Doesn't even take up space on your phone. Glory to God, it's connected, amen, on the server. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. We bless the Lord tonight for our leaders. Amen. All of our leaders. Amen. Thank God for my leaders, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, our celestial intercessor. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord tonight for our senior apostle. Amen. Apostle Samuel Huggins James. And thanking God tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. And for my pastor, amen, Apostle B.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. Want to thank God for all of our advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them. Amen. Holding their space in place to help this work to continue to move forward. We want to thank God for our prayer warriors tonight. Amen. Each and every one of them. Amen. Willing, availing themselves in the service of the Lord. We thank God tonight for all of the leaders. Amen, that are come, or that come here to this Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your participation. Amen. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. We just can't say it enough. We thank God for you. Amen. From wherever you're listening from wherever you're praying, we thank God for your prayers. Amen. We couldn't have gotten this far. Amen. 700 and something days now. Amen. We couldn't have gotten here without your prayers. Amen. And people of God, we thank God for you, each and every one of you. Amen. Walking this journey with us. Glory to God. Amen. We're walking it by faith. Amen. And I'm telling you, God is truly doing a work. Glory to God in the midst of us, his people. Amen. So we thank God for you, people of God. Amen. Jesus, we're not going to, amen, hold you long tonight. Amen. We know that, amen, tomorrow is a day of fellowship. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. When we go into the house of the Lord, glory be to God, and yet be fed. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would tonight, amen, we're going to have a word of prayer. Amen. To sanctify the line. Amen, Jesus. Then we will have, glory be to God, Sister Mary Hollins, amen, Jesus, if she would, glory to God, give us a scripture reading on tonight. And then, glory to God, we're going to have a solo by Sister Erica Foster, amen, in that order, amen. So we're going to sanctify the line, glory be to God. Then we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins, amen, Jesus. Then we're going to have a solo by Sister Erica Foster. Amen. We thank God tonight for our speaker. Amen, Jesus. She's, amen, certainly been here on the line several times. Amen. Listening with us, being here with us. Amen. But we're grateful, amen, that the Lord has ordained it at this time. Amen. That she will come and bring forth the word for the people of God. Amen. Listen, people of God, while we get prepared, we always encourage you to go ahead and get your pen and your pencil or your paper or your iPad or your iPhone or whatever you need to take your notes. Amen. Glory to God, because we want to get all we can all we can get. Amen, because we're going to need it, people of God. We are going to need it, amen, in these days ahead. Amen. So as we prepare, glory to God, get yourselves ready, get your hearts ready. Go ahead and send out those final text messages, glory to God, to get the people in, amen, that they can be here to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, amen, bring your heart in on tonight. Glory to God, let us go before the throne of grace. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We give you thanks, and we give you praise on tonight. Father, we bless you tonight for all of your goodness. We bless you for your grace. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Hallelujah. We give you all of the praise due unto your name. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, for had it not been you on our side, we would have been swallowed up by the enemy. But we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for your love. We're thanking you for your kindness. Father, we're thanking you for your grace towards us, your people. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for loving us when we didn't love ourselves, but we thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Glory to God that you came and you gave your life. We thank you tonight. Glory to God that because you gave your life, oh, God, we live, and for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. And, Father, as we're coming into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, Father, on tonight, glory be to God, we're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us tonight, oh, God. Look upon us in favor. Glory be to God, not in your wrath on tonight. But, Father, we're asking you to forgive us of sin. Forgive us on tonight, oh, God, of any iniquity. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, in any way that we miss you, we're asking that you will forgive us tonight. Pardon us, people tonight. In the name of Jesus, move, glory to God, as only you can. Father, move high. In the name of Jesus, Father, you see tonight. You see the situations and the circumstances. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to open doors for your people. Open doors, oh God. Doors that the enemy shut. Father, by your spirit and by your anointing on tonight, oh God, open. Hey, God, open the Rabbaskaya. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you've given us the keys on tonight. In the name of Jesus, of whatsoever we bind, glory to God in earth, oh God, is bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, and Father, tonight, glory to God, Father, tonight, look upon these airwaves, oh God, look upon, oh glory to God, in the name of Jesus, in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west on tonight, Father, we're standing in faith on tonight, we're standing in faith, in the name of Jesus, oh God, every mountain tonight, every mountain, whatsoever the name tonight, every mountain that stands in the lives of your people, every mountain tonight, Father, we speak to the mountain, and we said, be thou removed, and be cast into the midst of the sea, in the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you today, we thank you today, we thank you today, we thank you today, and God, we thank you today, we thank you for deliverance, oh God, we thank you for setting free on today, we thank you for healing, hey God, healing of the bodies, healing of the mind, healing of the soul, reviving of the spirit. Father, we're thanking you all tonight. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your promises unto us, your people, for truly they are yea and amen. And Father, we ask you all tonight, Father, to bless your people all over the earth. Bless your people in the name of Jesus. Lift your people and strengthen your people. Hey, God, do it tonight. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, Father, for your word. We're thanking you for your word. Your word. Hey, glory to God. Ha! We thank you for your word. Cause it to have free course on tonight. Free course in the midst of us. Do what you will. Breathe upon your word. Breathe upon your servant, oh God. Hey, glory to God. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for your living word. Thank you tonight for you are your word. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Father. We open our hearts. We open our minds unto you. Father, speak to your people. Speak. In the name of Jesus, Father, speak on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, let us not leave this line the same. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you in advance because we know that it's already done. We thank you in advance because we know, oh, God, that we already healed. We thank you in advance because we know we're already delivered. We thank you in advance, oh God, for every situation, oh God. We believe that it's already worked out, Father. We bless you now. We thank you now. We glorify you, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you, oh glory to God. We thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God for your word, your word. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We glorify you. We're thanking you for victory tonight. We're thanking you for victory on our Eva, on every side and in every situation. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your cross. We're asking that you would cover us in your prayer, God. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise, and we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught. We bind the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment. We cancel every contract. We cancel, hey God, every illegal covenant on tonight. We cancel it tonight by your blood, by your blood, by your blood, by your blood. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for setting free. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, we declare, we decree as sons of God, there shall be no retaliation on tonight. We declare, we decree on tonight, there shall be no reformation. As sons of God, we declare so on tonight. We declare, we decree on tonight, oh, God, that every wicked work, oh, God, shall be revealed. And we thank you tonight. Thank you for your great redemption. Thank you tonight for your great redemption. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you now. We thank you for strengthening your servant. Thank you for strengthening the woman of God. Father, have your way. Glory to God. Oh, God, have your way. Hiya. Hey, God, in the midst of us, we pray. Father, you have free course. Do what you will now. We praise you. We thank you. We glorify you. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Sister Mary, God bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Worth giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer wars, and to our listeners near and far. Our scripture reading will be taken from 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience sealed with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanded to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them, which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Nourish up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. But therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance serene to exhortation to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which were given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of prosperity. Upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy prophecy may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. God bless you again. People of God, as we before stated, amen. Just want to let you know, and in the event, amen, you have anyone that's trying to come over, amen, or anyone that's trying to, amen, get on the radio side, amen, Jesus. There is that hour difference, amen, in the system, and we're not able to get on, plug into our Facebook, but immediately after the broadcast, we will post the broadcast on Facebook, amen. Just not able to do live tonight, amen. For our listeners that are continuing to come in, amen, we just wanted to let you know that, remind you of that again. But people of God, again, we're so grateful tonight, amen, for all that he's done, amen, for the awesome speakers that he's been sending to this broadcast night after night after night. Amen, Jesus, truly we have been fed, amen, bread of heaven. Amen. He has truly been feeding us. And people of God, tonight, amen, is no exception. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to go ahead and introduce our speaker tonight. Amen. But before she comes, we will have a solo. Amen. And tonight, glory be to God, our speaker is coming to us, amen, from Tallahassee, Florida. Whoop, whoop. Amen. Glory be to God. We are so excited. Amen. Just right next door. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, coming to us from Tallahassee, Florida, by way of True Wisdom Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen, Jesus, our speaker tonight. Amen, Jesus. She's a pastor. Amen. She's a prophetess. Amen. She's a woman of God. She's God's servant on tonight. Amen, Jesus, our speaker tonight is no other than Pastor Vicki Rutledge. Amen. But before she comes, glory to God, we're going to have a solo, amen, by Sister Erica Foster. Sister Erica, if you would press star 6 and come over to the platform side, let us get you situated. Amen. If you would just press star 6, amen. Glory to God. And if we could get, okay, there you are. Amen. If we could get Pastor, if you would go ahead and press star 6 as well so we can get you over on the broadcast side so that after our solo, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Pastor Vicki Rutledge. God bless you. There you are. We see you, Pastor. God bless you. Sister Erica, you have the platform. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. First, give the honor to God, who is the head of my life, to our celestial intercessor, Dr. S.D. James, our apostle, Dr. S.D. James, our mother, Carrie James, Apostle Samuel Huggins, Bishop Tino, everyone in their respectable places. I give honor to my apostle, Dr. James Lorenzo Rutledge, and my pastor, Princess Vicki Rutledge. Amen. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. For you are the source of my supply. Lord, I praise, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. For you are the source of my supply. Lord, I praise, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. He's given us, he has given us hills and mountains. He's given us, he has given us level plains. He's given us, he has given us food and clothing. He's given us shelter from the storm and the rain. hallelujah, oh Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. Blessings on each and every one tonight. I'm humbly grateful to be your guest speaker to feed the word of God to you tonight. I know protocol has been established, but it would be spilling robbery if I would not give protocol again. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for the legacy of our celestial intercessor, Chief Apostle S.D. James. I praise the Lord for our senior apostle, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, our board of bishops, Bishop Sam Smith, Bishop M.C. Williams, Apostle D.G. Taylor, my leader, Apostle James Lorenzo Rutledge. Amen. We want to thank God for the founder of the Prayer News Network, Minister Annette Bradley. Amen. And the work that she and the Prayer News Network advisors and the prayer warriors are doing a wonderful job. Don't come off the wall. Amen. I thank God for all the leaders that are on the line tonight. God bless you. Love you all in Jesus' name and everyone else in their respectful places. Amen. If I had a thought tonight, the song came to me, and it was fight on. Amen. We're living in a time now where we have wars and rumors of wars. Things are happening all around us, from COVID-19, amen, to the different strands that's going on, and then not to think of what's going on down the road from us. But in all that is going on around us, the word brought us here, and it's the word of God that's going to keep us here. So we're going to start out in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, the word. In the beginning, faith created the heaven and the earth. So here it is, God is working. He's establishing, he's manifesting himself not only in heaven, but what? In the earth as well. There was no need of him talking while he was putting things in order, setting things up for both to be inhabited. Ladies, when we prepare our homes for seasonal changes, when we redecorate, put up new curtains, reset the table with different colored dishes and tablecloths, put different throw pillows on the couch, change the linens on the bed, etc. We are mostly what? Thinking. We're not wanting to talk to nobody. We don't want even nobody. When I clean, I don't want nobody near me. Because why? You're in work mode. Men, I don't want to leave you out. When you're outside and up under the hood or up under your vehicles, you don't want to do too much talking because your mind is set on work mode, concentrating, focusing. Times without knowing it, my brothers and sisters, it is being done by the measure of faith that God has already what given to us. It's with this same measure that is all we need to go through from the beginning all the way to the end. Amen. Knowing that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Because we visualize it before it is set up or we fix what is broken. Your creativity came from God because he first created. Look around you. Look at the sky. Look at the trees. Look at the birds. Look how he has set things in order. Don't you love God's creativity? Now, it states that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Manna, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, but thy kingdom come. thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Notice he made heaven and earth simultaneously. The Bible tells us there was a gap in between verse 1 and verse 2. Something happened, something took place, because when God creates, when God sets order, when God speaks, it is so. Everything that he tells, whatever he puts it, it automatically becomes. Nothing, no resource in the earth can come against God. When he speaks it, it has to happen, because his word cannot return to him void. But something took Genesis 1 and 1 and Genesis 1 and 2. Amen. Jesus said that he saw Lucifer fall like lightning to the earth. The world calls it a big bang. We call it Lucifer hitting the earth. Amen. And when he hit the earth, amen, the things that were ordered of God went to chaos. The earth automatically what? Began to freeze. Amen. It went into what? Total darkness. Here comes God coming back to reset things in order. Now, what God did in the beginning, and though he's doing it and we're reading it as if it's natural, but I want you to know the word created. Yes, faith created. Faith was in operation. Amen. And so when God was to setting things back in order to its original state, you got to understand that, yes, we saw it as natural, but God was showing you from the beginning of time how it would be in the spirit. Amen. And it says the earth, when Satan came, was without form. And it was void. In other words, no light was there. God was not there. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God came in and peacefully moved upon the face of the waters. And now it's time to reset things. It's time to reestablish. Amen. It's time for things to be born again. Now you understand what I'm saying. Because before you gave your life to God, you was what? Without form. You were void. Yeah? You was in darkness. But when the Spirit of God began to move and to call you on home, you became what? Born again. So the earth is going through a what? Born again experience. Amen. Because when it got down to him, what? Telling it, let there be light. Amen. Because light was in the beginning. Come on, somebody. It's just Satan came and he bust the earth wide open. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And then for the first time faith said, let there be light. And guess what? Because he said it, it had to be so. And God saw the light that he spoke. He saw after what he spoke. Huh? That it was what? Good. And not only God saw that himself was good, that the word was good, that faith was good. Amen. But he said, I'm going to divide. I'm going to make sure that darkness never comprehend light. I'm going to do the dividing this time. I'm going to divide the light from the darkness. And so you got to understand, saints of God, amen, when we're thinking about fight on, amen, I'm talking about fighting on to maintain what God has given to us. He worked too hard to set this earth back in the right place, in the right order. Amen. We know that in these earthen vessels there is a treasure, amen, from God. John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Ah, my God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3 says, all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made, including Satan. Amen. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the Bible tells us in that the light shineth in darkness the way it did in Genesis. Amen. And darkness, because God divided darkness from light. Come on. Darkness could not comprehend it. Couldn't comprehend it not. There was a man that was sent from God who was the forerunner, forerunner for the word of God, whose name was John.
The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Amen. Now the light that lit up the world in Genesis now is getting ready to step down into what we call flesh. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that this was, he bare of the light to bear witness of that light. And that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Amen. That lets me know that when he said, let there be light, amen, in Genesis, oh God, hallelujah, he had us on his mind. Hallelujah, Jesus, that when he spoke it then, he meant eternally. Amen. When he spoke it then, he meant that his word would come into flesh one day. He meant that the Holy Ghost would come back into us. Amen. He meant that the light, amen, will shine brightly into every man that cometh into the world. I'm telling you all tonight that the word brought us here. And it's the word of God is going to keep us here. Fight, amen, fight on, but maintain, oh God, what God has done for us, what he's given to us. You fight to hold on to the promises of God. You fight to stand on his word because everything else is going down but God, but the word of God, but faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says that he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him. Now, aren't you glad that you're no longer part of the world tonight? Oh, well, it is not known to them. Oh, God said there's no secret for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. He will reveal what he needs to do to his servants, the apostles and prophets. Amen. Then it will fall down. Amen to the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. Amen to the body of Christ at large. He came unto his own, it said, and his own received him not. Oh, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Bible says that the earth is in travail now, waiting on the sons of God to come forth. Oh, these sons of God, which were born not of blood, because now we're born of the Spirit of God, nor of the will of flesh. That's why we cannot wrestle against flesh and blood, because we're no longer a part of that anymore. Our mindsets are not in this earthen atmosphere, so say, but in heavenly places. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all the things that we have need of, God said, they will be added to us. Oh, saints, fight on. It says, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We are born of God now that once the Holy Ghost has come. We have power to be witnesses. Amen. Of the light that now what dwells down on the inside of us. The Bible tells us that we are a city that sits up on a hill that is lit up for the world to see. Oh, let this little light in you shine so brightly, because greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that's in the world in total darkness. Oh, glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that the word was made flesh. Amen. He had to become flesh because he knew he was going to return again to come in us. Amen. And dwell among us. But now he's living down on the inside of us. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so tonight. And we beheld his glory, and the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, I've chosen you for a time such as this. I chose you before the foundations of this world. Amen. I've chosen you for a special purpose, for my will to be done. And I even put you in the body of Christ as it pleased me. Amen. He said, but if you are called of me, if my people, which are called by my name, to humble themselves. Ah, you got to humble yourselves and then pray. Huh? And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. The Bible says, then I will hear from heaven. As it is in heaven, it's going to be so in the earth. Come on, somebody. And will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Ah, my God. Amen. Glory be to God. I've given you the power to become the sons of God. I've given you my ways, my thoughts, my plans, my will. The Bible tells us, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. God said, I didn't do all this work for you to sit down and do nothing. Amen. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto, oh my God, saints, what you don't understand, before you got in that circumstance, before you got in that situation, before you had that little hiccup, before you had that little fall, amen, before your family started acting up on you and calling you the black sheep, come on, somebody, before they began to tell you what you couldn't have, before things started happening up in the school and on the job, God said, don't forget my word was here before you ever was. My word was there before the circumstance, before the situation. I established order in your life already. Get on the path and stay on the path which I placed you in. I know what's good for you. Oh, don't you know, saints of God, that all things work together, huh? Working out in our good, in our favor. Amen. Because he loves us and he trusted his word. When he didn't have no one else, he swore by himself. Amen. So what we have to do now, we have to what? Not look at as things appear to be, but go beyond our natural eyes and see in the spirit, see his word being performed, see his word already established, see him at the finishing line waiting on us, Jesus being the author and the finisher of our faith. So now Jesus is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. We are the evidence of those who don't know him out of the world. Amen. That Jesus is alive in us. He's a savior. Amen. And he's able to deliver you no matter where you are. It doesn't matter. He didn't look at our conditions. He knew beforehand. Hallelujah, Jesus. We were going to mess up. Amen. He knew beforehand how we were going to act towards him. Amen. But he also knew beforehand that he stood on his own word. Amen. Before he gave it. Amen. All I can tell you tonight, saints, is to fight on. Amen. The fight is hard sometimes. The struggles are real sometimes. But it's not for us to give up hope. Hallelujah, Jesus. He went through too much. Jesus suffered too much for us to be where we are in him. He said, you're already on the winner's side. Come on, somebody. The battle is already won. Hallelujah. Satan just keep what? Throwing out stuff, those firebrands. But, oh, when faith hits faith, the shield of faith, that water that's on that shield will what? Take that fire and quench it. Hallelujah, Jesus. The just shall live by faith. We got to learn to walk by faith and no longer by sight. Amen. Because it was the word. Amen. We cannot see words, but we can hear them. And we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If anything, stand on his word. Don't you let the enemy move you. Don't you let nobody else push you. Don't go by nobody else's opinions. Stop looking for counsel from outside of God's will. Amen. If they don't know and understand God, what are they going to counsel you with except for emotional experiences? Emotional experiences will not put us into the kingdom of God. Amen. You got to get to the point, saints, that is for God I live, for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So it's the word of God that brought us here. It's the word of God that came through our paths. Amen. I remember Prophet Lake told us many years ago. He said, God, the world calls it deja vu. When you've been this place or you've met this person, you're like, oh, I've met you before. I can't put my finger on it, but I know I saw you. I've been here just like it is. Everything, that's God reminding you that he was here before you, that the word was here before you, and is still able to establish and to accomplish, to move out the way. Your thoughts, amen, us trying to help God, got to move out the way. Our opinions about ourselves, amen. Anytime you call yourself stupid, you're calling God stupid, and you're calling all of us stupid, because we're all connected in the body of Christ. Be mindful what comes out your mouth. Amen. You got to get into the word of God to find out what God thought about you, what he thinks about you, what his plans are for you, and stay there. If you don't have nothing good to say, don't say it at all. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the enemy is lurking, thinking whom he may devour. He didn't say he was going to devour you. He's looking for loopholes, looking for breaks in your mind, thoughts, amen, amen, that are not like God, things that he can push aside and take authority over your mind. But saints of God, if that word is there, that word is a barrier against the will of the enemy. That word is a strong tower in the time of trouble. Come on, somebody. Amen. Whenever you need him, he's always there. There's nowhere in the earth where we go that we're not in the presence of God. Amen. If Satan stood up against God in heaven, amen, he don't care if we're in the presence of God. But I do tonight, and the redeemed of the Lord can say, so loose your section. Whatever I bind in the earth is bound in the heaven, and whatever I loose in the earth is already loosed in heaven. God gave man dominion over this earth and over every creeping thing. Them creeping things include Satan and his demons. You got to get to the point that you shouldn't be afraid of him no more, because he's still under God's authority. Hallelujah. Sometimes God allows Satan to come to push us back on path, push us back to being our eyes focused on him and him alone and the things that he has called us to do, to get us rid of these distractions spiritually. Amen. Sometimes he comes to try you, amen, to see how much word you got in you, how much you're going to stand on the promises of God. Amen. How much you're going to lean and depend on him. Amen. He's looking for loopholes. He's trying to bring up, amen, trying to confuse your way, trying to confuse your mind. But saints of God, I'm telling you, you're on the victory side tonight. You're going to fight, amen, but you're not fighting, amen, with flesh and blood. You're going to fight, but you're not fighting God's battle, because the Bible says the battle belongs to the Lord. What you're doing, you're fighting for what God has what did for you. You're fighting for every prophecy that was ever prophesied over your life. You're fighting for, amen, for every disease, amen, that God delivered you from. You're fighting to hold up the bloodstained banner. Amen. Knowing that I'm on the victory side, knowing that I'm on the winner side at all times. Amen. From here all the way through, even down to the bema. Amen. Victory. All what God does is everlasting. It's not just for here on earth. He don't bless you just to be here on earth. There's blessings. Ooh, Jesus. We have not even encountered. Hallelujah, Jesus. That we're even going to get on the other side. But our mindsets must change, saints of God. She said it in the prayer. Amen. We got to change over. Amen. And don't think about just ourselves. Grab hold of your children. If you're going to fight, fight for their lives. Fight for the generation that's coming after them. Fight for all the things, amen, that you struggle through so that they won't have to go through it. Honey, the curses can be broken with you. Amen. When Jesus came and you gave your life to him, the curse was broken then. But you've got to get to the point that it's out of your mind. Remember the children of Israel. Hallelujah. God delivered them. He delivered them to what? Come closer to him. Amen. But they would never give God the opportunity to let him love him. Love them the way he desired to love them. Amen. And what they did, they had a physical deliverance, but not a spiritual deliverance. So all the old, had to die off. That's why he said the last shall be first and the first shall be last. But thanks to God, you got to hold on to the word of God. You got to hold on to his unchanging hand. You got to know that you are victorious already before you got in the earth. Amen. He established you in the word. Amen. He established you within himself. Amen. That when he spoke it, it shall come to pass. So it doesn't matter what it looked like. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. You can have your joy can come when the redeemed of the Lord say so. The Bible says weeping endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning light. Hallelujah, Jesus. So the word of God, thank God, brought us here. Amen. It delivered us here. Amen. For every strike that he took is for every disease that's known into the world. Healing is already the children's bread. Before you even get sick, the Bible said that healing is already you. In other words, I've given you everything that you have need of to do my will without any interruptions if you would just listen, if you would just focus, get down in my word and live my word to become my word. Amen. So the world calls it deja vu. I've been here, so I done did this, I done did that. And Prophet Lake told us, he said, yes, 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 God, before he put us in the earth, he thought us through. Good God Almighty. Amen. And then he rewinded us back like a tape recorder. Now we're living it out in the natural, but in the spirit, we are becoming who we already are in him because his word came before flesh. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Father. So we must stay where he puts us, where he leads us. I will follow. The Bible says pick up your cross daily. It didn't say monthly. It didn't say weekly. Hallelujah, Jesus. It says pick up your cross daily. And sometimes you have to steal away in the bathroom stall and cast your burdens unto him, for he cares for you. But he said pick up your cross daily. Deny yourself. The Bible said if you submit to God, the devil will flee from you. You got to get to the point, says the God. God already done set us up for the blessing. He already set us up for the breakthroughs. He's already set us up, oh God, for the promises of him. Oh, he will not return to him, boy. The word would not return. It would not return. You shall be established because God says so. Even down to the times where you messed up so much, huh? He said, I'm married to the backslider. He said, come back to me, children. Return back unto me. Where not just in body, but in mind, soul, if I have control of your spirit, oh, glory be to God, your soul will be connected. Your flesh will have to become subject because that's how it was in Adam. We were one when I stepped down in the coolness of the day and I began to speak to Adam. I was speaking to myself. Every time that I looked at Adam, I saw a reflection of me. But what happened when Satan got hold of Adam? Adam ate the forbidden fruit. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible tells us that a connection was broken. Adam, that was the reflection of God, that was the light of God, became a shadow of God. Amen. It had a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Why? Because darkness stepped in. Satan began to control his soul. Satan began to control his mind. The Bible said even death began to sneak through the corners. After that, death began to happen. Things that were living forever stopped living forever. But now that Jesus is back on the scene, God, hallelujah, Jesus, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. God trying to restore you back to the oneness of him. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to get to the place where you're trusting the Lord with all your heart. And you got to get to the place where you don't lean to the right, nor do you lean to the left. You don't lean to your own understanding, huh? But in all thy ways acknowledge him, huh? And he shall direct that path. All saints, fight on for victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. God said victory is already established. My protocol is already established. All you have to do is lean on my will. Do what I tell you to do. Trust in me. Learn to trust in me. Learn to walk by my ways. Learn, don't you know my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. But I come to tell you that the battle tonight don't belong to you. Well, yes, we got mixed up in it because who we're connected to. But he said, I've given you the full armor of me. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able not fight but stand against the wiles of the enemy. Don't you know he said he's your battle axe in the time of a storm? You got to get to the point now that if I'm fighting, I'm fighting for what you're giving to me. I'm going to hold on since the days of John the Baptist. The kingdom of heaven has been at war. But guess what? The violent take it by force. We are the valiant. Why? Because greater is he that's on the inside of us than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against your saints. Don't cry no more over spilled milk. Don't cry no more because Satan's running through this earth with his head cut off like a chicken. Sing quickly whom he may devour. But if we stand up in the word of God, we can speak those things that are not as though they were. We can cause those things that seems like turmoil going on in our family members' mind. We can speak peace, be still, and it will happen. I remember Joshua holding the sun still 24 hours. Oh, while they thought, hallelujah, Jesus, we're going back into those days because we're going back into the mind of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, saints. Stop arguing. Stop. Shut it up. Don't argue with them no more. Let God have the final say so. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I remember Daniel praying, and he was praying. God said, I heard you the first day you pray. Just because you're praying and it doesn't look like it's coming right away, that don't mean that the angels are not in work behind the scenes. That don't mean that the angels are not on assignment. God since gave us the very first day that Daniel prayed, but the prince of Persia held him up. And because Gabriel was not a warring angel, he was just a messaging angel, he had to wait till Michael come and fight, amen, to release him to go down to Daniel and give him the answer. I'm telling you, saints of God, you said you've been here over 700 and something days. Oh, my God, keep moving. Keep fighting. Keep breaking barriers. Hallelujah, Jesus. Keep crossing bridges. Keep going out, sending this word out into the earth. People are getting healed. They're getting saved. Amen. They're learning how to fight. Amen. Hallelujah for what's right. Amen. In God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says where two or three gather in his name, that he's where? In the midst of us. Bible tells us that Peter, amen, when he saw Jesus walking on water, he said, bid me to come to you. Jesus said, come. As long as Peter had his eyes on Jesus, everything was all right. The ways were all ready there. He didn't recognize that because his eyes was on Jesus. Amen. The storm was coming already. He didn't recognize that because his eyes was on Jesus. You got to put in your fight to keep your eyes on Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Amen. Hallelujah. Those imps. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall be able to separate us from what? The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He that dwelleth, stay there, saints. Stay in the secret place. There's a place you can get in God where the enemy has to reveal himself every time. There's a place where you can get in God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that he cannot even touch you because you're so rooted and grounded. You're so tied up and tangled up in him. God bless you tonight. Love you all in Jesus' name. Don't forget, the fight is real. Fight on because we're fighting with you. God bless you. Back into your hands, Minister Annette Bradley. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, people of God. Hallelujah. I know you feel stirred on tonight. Glory to God. I know you feel stirred in your spirit. Glory to God. As that word was coming forth, amen, Jesus, you could just feel the presence of God in the midst of us, amen, stirring us. Glory to God. Stirring us for the fight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, the amen corner over here was hot. Amen. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for this word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I know that stirred. I know that you're stirred in your spirit on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We're waiting. Amen. Creation is waiting. Glory to God for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. And we are that people. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we give God thanks. We give God glory for this word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Letting us know who we are. Amen. In the beginning. Glory to God. It's already established. It doesn't matter what we're going through, how we're going through it. Glory be to God. Amen. It's already determined. Amen. It's already determined by God. Amen. But we thank God for the word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Coming to transform our minds. Amen. Get our thinking right. Glory to God. Get our thinking right. Amen. Glory to God. Perhaps we've been over to the left, due left or due right. Amen. Due east or west. Amen. But this word on tonight, glory to God, came and plumbed the line. Amen. Plumbed the line for us, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God, admonishing us. Amen. So much was said on tonight. Glory be God. So much, so much. Glory be to God. Amen. But she came, the word of God came on tonight. Amen. To let us know that God's order is already established. Amen. We don't have to wonder about it. We don't have to ponder about it. Glory be to God. In the beginning, amen, it was already determined. So all we got to do is fight. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. Glory to God. Fight, amen. Hold on, glory to God, to that has been delivered unto us. Glory be to God. It's the word, amen. It's the word that brought us here, and it's the word, amen, that amen, will keep us delivered, bring us to deliverance, and keep us delivered. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight, amen. Glory to God, as we stated, people of God, so much has been said on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, my soul is burning. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. And I know that yours is too. Amen. Glory to God. That's what the word comes to do, to stir us. Amen. Glory be to God. It comes to quicken us. Glory to God. And I tell you, I have been quickened tonight by the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God on tonight, people of God, even as the woman of God began to declare. Amen. Jesus, the Lord, has sent his word. Glory to God. No matter what state you're in, no matter where you find yourself, glory to God. Perhaps on tonight, amen, Jesus, you're not in that relationship. You're not in that covenant relationship. Glory to God that the Lord has done all of this work for. Glory to God. Perhaps on tonight, people of God, amen, you have not received him as your Lord and Savior. He's already died the death of sin. Glory be to God. But he didn't stay dead. He got up. Hey, glory to God. He got up. Glory be to God with all power in his hand. Glory be to God. And I tell you, people of God, even as the woman of God begin to declare on tonight, amen, perhaps, amen, you're not walking in that image and in that likeness. Glory be to God. Amen. But it was for this cause that he did the work. It was for this cause that he went to the cross. Glory be to God. To redeem us. Yes, sir. To redeem us back to himself. To bring us to that place in him. That oneness. That one place in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And tonight, glory to God. Perhaps on tonight, there's someone. Amen, Jesus. You know that you're not in that place, but you desire to be in that place. Glory to God. Perhaps tonight, amen, this word touched you. Perhaps on tonight, glory to God, this word stirred you. Amen. Perhaps on tonight, people of God, you felt the tug. Perhaps you heard the voice of the Lord on tonight through his messenger. Glory to God. And if you're not saved, you can be saved. Glory to God. If you're not saved, you can be saved on tonight. Glory to God. Tonight, this night that you've heard his voice, you can be saved. Glory to God. If you're not saved, you desire to be saved. Glory be to God. You can press *6. Glory to God. You can press *6 on tonight. Glory be to God on tonight. Glory to God. You can press *6. Glory be to God and receive him. Hallelujah. It's for this cause he died. It is the preaching of the gospel. Glory to God to show us. Amen. The word comes. The light comes to show us. Glory be to God to show us ourselves. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God because God has a divine purpose and a divine plan for each and every one of us on tonight. Glory to God. And ultimately, people of God, it's not his will that any be lost, but that we all be saved. Amen. It's not his will. It's not his will. Glory to God. It is, again, for this cause that he came. Amen. That we would have a right to the tree of life. Amen. He wants to, amen, transform us and translate us into his dear kingdom. Amen. There is a better way. Glory to God. And Jesus is the way on tonight. Amen. So if you're not saved, people of God, and if you desire to be saved on tonight, anyone on the line desire to be saved, glory to God, you can press *6. Amen. Come over to the broadcast side. Amen. Make your request known. Amen. Glory to God, and we will walk you right on in. Amen. Glory to God, we will walk you right on in on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. It is for this cause, people of God. There is a better way. Amen. There's a better way. Glory to God. For we, people of God, listen, we're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Glory be to God. Just all distorted. Glory be to God. But the Lord come. He came to give his life. Glory to God, to show you who you are. Amen. You don't know who you are except you're in God. Hallelujah. Except you're in him and he's in you. Glory to God. That's when your identity becomes clear. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if there's, again, anyone tonight, amen, you desire to be saved, glory be to God, you can come on tonight. You can come. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. If there are none on tonight, amen, that desire to be saved, amen, Jesus. Anyone on tonight, glory to God, that has a special prayer request, amen, on tonight, glory to God. Anyone with a special prayer request on tonight, glory to God, we just want to touch and agree with you on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Perhaps you're in a fight. Perhaps you're in a battle right now. Glory to God. Perhaps you need, amen, someone to stand with you. Perhaps you need on tonight, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. You just need a little more strength. You need a little more strength. Glory to God. On tonight, amen, Jesus, we come, amen. Glory be to God. We come on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God, amen, to stand with you on tonight, amen. Anyone tonight, anyone desiring prayer on tonight, anyone on tonight, glory to God, desiring prayer on tonight, amen. Glory be to God, amen. If not, amen, we just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for his word. We thank God tonight for his messenger. Glory be to God. We just thank God. Truly, truly, we have been blessed by the word on tonight. Amen. In great measure. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. We thank God for the manifestation. Amen. Of all that should come out of this word on tonight in our lives. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Glory be to God. We just bless him on tonight. We just bless him on tonight. Glory to God for the woman of God yielding herself. Amen. A yielded vessel on tonight. Glory to God. There are none on tonight. Amen. We just want to, amen, bless the woman of God on tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you yet now again. We're thanking you. Glory to God, for your word. For glory to God, we know that your word shall not return unto you void. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you thank you on tonight for the stirring of the faith, glory to God, in your people. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for we have been strengthened. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Strengthen in our minds, strengthen in our soul, strengthen in our spirit on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We glorify you on tonight. Thank you for your word. Glory to God. Thank you for direction on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you. Glory to God for all that shall be seen, all that shall, glory to God, be manifested out of this word. We thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you for your messenger now. We're asking you, oh God, to bless the woman of God. Bless her. Look upon her even more. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you on tonight. Glory be to God to bless her going out. Bless her coming in, oh God, this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we're asking you tonight to shine your faith upon her. Let your faith, oh God, shine upon your servant on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking that you would strengthen her. We're asking, glory to God, that you would restore the virtue unto her. Even so, in the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you on tonight, oh God, and we decree, open doors, oh God. Open doors, oh God, for your servant on tonight. For this word, oh God, this gospel that shall be preached into all nations. We're thanking you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the ears, oh God, that shall hear. We thank you tonight for the hearts that shall understand. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for the ingathering of souls in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. We love you tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight for favor, for favoring your servant on tonight. Father, we're thanking you. Whoa, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh God, we're asking that you would meet our every need. Oh God, bless our ministry, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you tonight, oh God, for what you've already established in the beginning. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for her ordered steps. We bless you. We glorify you. We glorify you, oh God, for extending her borders. Oh God, Father, that her eyes will ever see. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We consider it all done. We thank you, glory to God, for the angels that you've given to cover her and keep her in all of her ways. We thank you now. We thank you now yet again, oh God. Thank you for strength. Thank you for strength. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus, and we do bind the hand of the enemy. Glory to God. We forbid backlash right now in the precious, in thy precious name, oh God. We forbid it tonight. We declare, we decree, there shall be new renasa. There shall be higher, God. Gloria masa. There shall be no retaliation. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for liberty. We thank you for your word. We thank you for victory, for sweet victory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. Again on tonight. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Glory to God. And at this time, amen, we're going to, glory to God, ask the woman of God if she would come back. Amen on the line. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Give final remarks. Amen. Let, amen, the people know, glory to God, where you're located. Amen, Jesus, your service times. Amen. Glory to God. If you have Facebook, amen. Glory to God. Any other social media platforms, amen, you can certainly let us know. Amen, Jesus, so that the people of God, amen, that are following, amen, Jesus, they can definitely connect. Amen, and follow you. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Bradley. Amen. God bless each and every one of you all tonight. Amen. I am Pastor Vicki Rutledge. Praise the Lord. The church name is True Wisdom New Hope Ministries, IDC EPC. Amen. We're located in the beautiful city of Tallahassee, Florida. Right now, we are having services on Zoom on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights at 8 p.m. Monday and Wednesday is Bible studies. Friday nights is evangelistic services. We have Facebook Live on Sundays at 12 noon. I will be able to send that Zoom information to you, Minister Bradley. But God bless each and every one of you tonight. Thank you so kindly for allowing me to minister the word of God. I hope that it was a blessing, amen, to your souls and to your spirits, amen, to let you know you don't have to fear the enemy no more. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are on the winner's side. Keep your head up. Keep the faith going. Encourage. Keep encouraging one another. Amen. In the gospel, in word, in song, in testimony. Amen. We're better together, stronger than ever. In the name of Jesus, I give you the glory and the praise, Lord. All right. God bless you. Thank you. Back into your hands, Minister Bradley.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you tonight. Again, we thank God. Praise the Lord.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Minister Bradley, and to the speaker as also. But this is Sister Liz. I couldn't get my phone off of mute. I had it on mute, and then I had it on star six when you was calling for prayer. I know you closing, but I do need prayer. The devil is a lie. I need prayer for my eye. I lost my sight in one of my eyes in August, in April. But nevertheless, I just want prayer because you asked for prayer, and I couldn't get my phone off of star six there. But I do need prayer, and I'm walking by faith, and I'm still believing God to restore my sight in my right eye. And
Amen.
A prayer. I know it's you winding up and closing, but I couldn't get my phone off. But I do need prayer. The devil's a lie. He wouldn't let me do it, but I'm asking for prayer. Even if you close out and when you think about it, my name is Sister Liz Linthicum in Mesquite, Texas, and I want prayer for I'm believing God for the restoring of my eyesight in my right eye.
Amen.
Yeah, I'll pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you hear the petition of Sister Liz, God. You see that you have no respect to persons, Father. I've seen you do more miracles. Amen. Where blinded eyes was open, where limbs grew, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask, God, that you get in that socket, God, that you restore those nerves, God, that you restore that blood, God. Let the blood flow back into that socket, God. I ask, God, that you restore her sight, God, that she will see again. Lord, not only in the natural, Lord, but in the spirit, God. Now I ask, oh God, that you touch her from the crown of the head to the sole of her feet, God. I ask, oh God, that you touch even in her stomach area, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that nervousness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that she gets every now and then, God. We rebuke and bind the will of the enemy, God. We come against worryation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask this, God, that you send your angels into that home, God. I speak peace with those children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask, oh God, that you're even restoring her finances, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, restore her strength in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let us stand on your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let her have unshakable faith, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Restore her, God, not just sight naturally, God, but sight spiritually, Lord, God. Give her discernment of spirits, God. Oh God, lift up a standard on the inside of her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, God. I speak down to her spirit, God, and I command her to come forth, God. Oh Liz, you're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right. Just begin to praise him. This is your deliverance. What the enemy's been fighting you in your mind, trying to get you to go this way, trying to get you to go that way. You're wrestling at night. Hallelujah. Can't hardly sleep right. Oh, I come against the tension. I come against those spirits that's been attacking you. Oh, glory be to your Lamb. Glory be to the Lamb. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus against your Satan. She shall live and not die, but declare, I come against the swelling in that body. Oh, the
the stress,
yes,
God. The fluid build up, God. Glory be to your name, Lord. Oh, glory. Even though she asked for one thing, God, you see the whole man, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, deliver her today, God. Oh, God, put a testimony upon her lips, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, don't let her live beneath her means no more. Not beneath your means no more, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Strengthen those muscles in that eye. Strengthen it, God, that is asleep now. Open it up, awaken it, God. In your name, Jesus. I speak life to your body. Oh, God, even down in that high blood pressure, Lord, move, Lord, move. Oh, glory be to your name, Jesus. Level that blood. Purge the blood in her body, God. Purge it, God. Purge, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Just praise them, Sister Liz. Just go ahead and praise them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help them praise them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. He inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. If it's you that need a healing on the line tonight, I'll touch and agree with that prayer tonight. Hallelujah. He has no respect to persons. Oh, move, Lord. Move. Move, God. Oh, glory be to your name. Yeah, God. Glory be to your name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will there be another? Hallelujah, Jesus.
We see another caller on the platform. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank you. This is
another caller.
I'm not jumping on the line. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory
praise
to God.
The Lord.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
praise
Father.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Kathy. I like to get prayer for strength. I've been going through a little something here. To the house,
okay.
I've just been fighting, and I hadn't said anything about it. I just been talking to the Lord about it, but I just want to get prayer for strength.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you hear the request of Sister Kathy, God. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Touch your inner mind, God. I come against every thought, God. I pull down the strongholds that are attaching themselves, that keep repeating back in her mind, hallelujah, over and over again. God, you know the struggle that she's in. You see the trial and the tribulation, but God, you have the last say so. Oh, God, we come now, God, to speak to her mind that peace. Be still, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, loose her, Satan. Loose Sister Kathy and set her free. In the name of Jesus, I come against every seed of discord that has been trying to be planted in her mind, in her heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. You see her humbleness, God. You see how people have used her, God, and misused her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen her tonight. Give her encouragement, God, tonight, God. Let her know that she's not alone, God, that she has sisters and brothers all over the world standing in the name of Jesus in the gap for her, God, that you put her name in other people's minds across this nation, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let her know that victory is assured tonight, God. Oh, let her know that everything is already all right. When she opened her mouth, God, you move for her, God, In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath, Sister Kathy. Take a deep breath and exhale. Oh, exhale your troubles, baby. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Hallelujah. The word is nigh unto you. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Oh, Rosaya, you're going to sleep well tonight. It is well. It is well with your soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. And not many days hence, you're going to have a testimony. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. You got to get in your mind. I'm not going to keep allowing this thing to repeat in my mind over and over and over again. No, God, I'm going to stand on your word. You said it. That settles it. It's done. It's sealed, signed, sealed, and delivered. You got to get it to the point, Sister Kathy, that you settle the word in your spirit. And whenever it's in your spirit, so as a man thinketh, so is he. Hallelujah, Jesus. So victory is assured to you tonight. Amen. You done cried your last cry. Hallelujah. You're so sick and tired of crying now that you just sit up there in that house sometimes. Mind go, but the devil's tonight. I bring it back. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you have victory, love. You have victory. And I'm going to continue to pray for you and Sister Liz. Yes, 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 yes. Ooh, glory be to your name. That's it. Praise him. Hey, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just want to open the lines tonight. Glory be to God. We want to open. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to open the lines tonight. Glory to God. If there are no more requests on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I thought we saw one more person come over on the line. Glory to God on the platform. Glory be to God. We saw one other person. Amen. Come over on the platform. Amen. If you desire prayer, amen, on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We don't want to cut you off. Glory be to God. Amen. But listen, people of God, we just want to let you know. Amen, Jesus. Before we close, you certainly can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Simply text us. Text us on tonight, and that number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. For our international listeners, you can also get a copy. Amen. You may want to text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Don't forget, people of God, amen, we will post this broadcast on Facebook tonight. Due to the time change, we were not able to get it to synchronize. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, but we certainly will post this link in our on our PNN page, glory to God, on our ReArt page, and as well on the speakers page, amen, True Wisdom, amen. Glory to God, you can certainly go and text there. You can certainly go and download, amen, your copy, amen, on tonight, amen. We bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise again. Amen. For you, woman of God, God bless you. Amen. Truly, 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 the Lord has visited us on tonight. Amen. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We are looking forward. Amen, Jesus, for having you back with us. We realize your schedule is extremely busy. Amen, Jesus. But we just thank God for you. Thank God for Apostle Rutledge. Amen. Thank God for you, man of God. On tonight, amen, we're looking forward, amen, to having you to come and be with us, amen, in the days ahead, amen. Glory to God. We do know that it's in God's timing, amen, but we just thank God we're in anticipation for what the Lord is doing, amen. We thank God for all of our international
prayer requests. Amen. Our prayer requests, those that can't dial in. Amen. But we thank God we're getting those answers. We're getting those prayers back to you. Amen. Glory to God. In faith, and we're believing God. Amen. For you on tonight. And as the word of God has said, amen. Fight on. Glory be to God. Be strengthened in your mind. Amen. In your soul, in your spirit. Amen. And God gives us strength on tonight. Amen. For the journey. God bless you tonight. Amen. Woman of God, except you have anything else, amen, Jesus, that you would like to, glory be to God, anything else that you would like to, amen, to say, amen, glory to God, or anything else you would like to share, amen, Jesus, or if the man of God would like to say anything, amen, we certainly would like to open the platform if, amen, he would like to say anything on tonight. Glory be to God. I tell you, the Lord just messed us all up tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I love it when he does it like this. Hallelujah. I love it. Glory to God when he does it like this. Amen. Glory to God. Letting us know that he's all in control. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So if you have anything, any other words, woman of God, you can have the platform again. Amen. If you would just dismiss us on tonight. Amen. People of God, we want to let you know that this does conclude our broadcast. Amen. Next voice you hear will be the woman of God. Amen. Dismissing us on tonight. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Again, once again, saints of God, fight on. Amen. Our battle. Amen. Our battle cry is our praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank God for all that he's doing in the midst of us, what he's about to do. As she stated in her prayer, praise him in advance. Amen. All this week, all next week, all the weeks after, continue to keep, don't let your praise die. Amen. Because your praise is a weapon. Amen. Keep that sword in your hand. Amen. Keep that sword in your mouth. Hallelujah, Jesus. And don't give up. And don't give out. God bless you on tonight. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you touch each and every soul that is on this line, God. We ask, oh God, that you encourage them, keep them encouraged, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for every door that is open and every demonic doorway that is being shut, even as of now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for turning things around for us. In your name we pray. God bless you. Love you all in Jesus' name.
Listen.
This session is no longer being recorded.